Tonight's gospel narrative on the birth of Christ is rather unique. It is told from Joseph's perspective and is one of the few scripture passages that mention him at all. Joseph, a simple worker betrothed to a young woman who had been found to be with child. This would have been a monstrous sin in those days and a direct insult to Joseph. It could have easily led to public ridicule, exile, or even stoning of the woman. Joseph's original plan was to quietly abandon Mary, keeping sinless in the eyes of the Lord. But when the angel appears and speaks directly to Joseph, he reserved course and embraced God's will. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Now, we are certainly assured that God is always with us. But the burning question is this: are we with God? Do we put ourselves first and place God second? Are we with God, or are we more preoccupied with material goods? I'm reminded of that now locally famous cartoon penned by Hugh Haney, which first ran in the Courier Journal on Christmas Eve, 1961. The cartoon features a man surrounded by wrapped Christmas gifts, with a list in his hand, pondering the question, "Now let's see, have I forgotten anyone?" An image of Christ overlooks the man and all of the gifts. In 3 days, we will celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, traditionally, we give gifts on one's birthday, don't we? Is Christ's birthday any different? There was a Christmas tradition in my family home when I was growing up, started by my grandmother. There was a decorated basket next to the nativity scene, and we were expected to place something for Jesus in that basket before Christmas. When we were young, it was usually a hand drawing with some sentiment reflecting his birth. Later, we would craft a prayer that would be read at our Christmas dinner table. One year, I'm embarrassed to say, my grandmother was less than amused when I placed a hotel room key in that basket. But my point is this: are we so occupied buying gifts for others that we don't even think about giving a gift to Jesus? You might think, what do you give to a man that has everything? Well, my friends, nothing could be further from the truth. If Jesus had everything, there would be no war. If Jesus had everything, our planet his creation would be protected from decay. And if Jesus had everything, there would be no hatred or malice in our soul. Now, granted, we cannot individually end all of the ills faced by humanity, but we can individually give a special and meaningful gift to Jesus. And the list is almost endless. You could contact the parish office, a nursing home or hospital, and provide a card with a wish of goodness to those who might be totally alone in life. When holidays become a time of great depression or sadness, you can provide food or volunteer for any number of organizations serving those among us in need. You could help an organization with a cleanup effort or assist in some landscape project. You could provide whatever help you could to organizations providing shelter for the homeless or building homes for the poor. And last but certainly not least, our gift to Jesus could be simply mending a fence with someone separated as a result of something we perceive they did. Providing an apology to someone that we may have hurt. Or simply offering someone a small gesture to ensure they know of our love for them. I experienced that love firsthand on Thanksgiving Day when I returned here after being absent dealing with some significant medical challenges. It was perhaps the most humbling experience in my entire life. And it still brings tears to my eyes when I even think about it. Jesus came to give us the greatest gift of all, his love and a promise for our eternal salvation. But let us not lose sight of one thing. Even though that we are now very close to Christmas, our gift to Jesus does not necessarily have to come on his birthday. Our gift can be given on any day of the year and as many times as we want.